This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Friday, October 9th, 2009. I'm Caleb Brown. President Obama has won the Nobel Peace Prize, but what actions has he taken that promote peace? Ted Galen Carpenter, the Cato Institute's Vice President for Defense and Foreign Policy Studies, comments.
There's no question that President Obama has changed the tone and the image of U.S. foreign policy, much to the relief of people around the world, and particularly in Europe. I think the awarding of this prize, though, is more a measurement of just how upset the Europeans were with the Bush administration and the depth of the relief that there was a much more conciliatory president in office following the Bush administration than it is any judgment about the substance of President Obama's policies.
Well, let's talk about the substance of his policies then. He was credited with having done a great deal toward fostering international cooperation, but has put a 35% tariff on Chinese tires, which free trade is arguably one of the most clear examples of international cooperation. And then having upset the Chinese somewhat over this, chooses not to meet with the Dalai Lama, who, by the way, also won a Nobel Peace Prize, but is also a head of state and one of the most well-liked world leaders around the world.
Well, President Obama's actions certainly have not soothed relations with China. In fact, one could argue they've had the opposite effect. But I think his actions elsewhere are even a bit more inconsistent with the spirit of the Nobel Peace Prize. For example, he has pushed for rigorous economic sanctions against North Korea over the objections of both China and Russia. He has indicated not only that he favors stronger economic sanctions against Iran because of that country's nuclear program, but that all options, including military force, remain on the table. And then, of course, there is the escalation of the U.S. Military effort in Afghanistan. Now, one can justify those policies based on American security interests and objectives. One can at least make the case for that. But that's not a very peaceful approach.
Even during the campaign, he was painted inappropriately, I think, as an anti-war candidate, which he clearly was not. He cast Afghanistan as the right war, but also that he would be willing to go to commit U.S. troops on humanitarian efforts in various troubled parts of the world.
Indeed he did, and he's also certainly pursued a withdrawal from Iraq, a war that he condemned very strongly to his credit. But the withdrawal is being pursued at a leisurely pace, to put it mildly.
Do you have any recommendations for who should have received the Nobel Peace Prize in 2009?
I'm not sure that I would have a strong nominee for that, but I would think among any of the potential nominees, President Obama's name should be rather far down the list. Now, that's not to say that if some of his initiatives work out, that he might not be a legitimate candidate in subsequent years. But this award was, at a minimum, premature.
Other recipients of the Nobel Peace Prize include Yasser Arafat and Henry Kissinger. So has the award always been somewhat political?
The award has most definitely always been political. But this love letter to the Obama administration is a bit much, even by those standards.
Ted Galen Carpenter is the Cato Institute's Vice President for Defense and Foreign Policy Studies and co-author of the new Cato paper, Escaping the Graveyard of Empires. You can get your copy at cato.org.